Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody. It's Winter with the Shift Spotlight. And today I'm here with Scott Boroff. He is the CEO of Safe Space Global AI and can be found at safespaceglobal.ai. We're going to be talking about some cool things today. So I'm excited. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here, Winter. It's awesome.
All right. So before we dive into what you do and your superpower and all of that, let's talk about if you could wake up with any superpower, business aside, what would you pick and how would you use it?
Wow. Superpower. Yeah, that's good. To be able to not make mistakes. So I think I've made more mistakes growing companies than anybody can. And I don't call them failures. I just call them lessons and learning. And you know, I have a master's degree in lessons. but as my partner says, your lessons are your secret sauce. It's your past. And so just as long as you don't make, you learn those lessons over and over, you're all right. But if I had a secret power, it'd be, you know, to leverage that knowledge and to the future. And to educate people to not make the same mistakes I've made in the past.
So, yeah. Yeah. I think it's Tony Robbins that said, you don't fail at anything you give 100% to, or you learn something from.
So yes.
There is no failure there.
Well, and some of my largest successes were my biggest personal failures. And so,
that's true.
Yeah. Which is kind of interesting. So that's a little bit of part about my story. Like, you know,
we're going to dive into that. So why don't you tell us at a high level what it is that you do?
Yeah. So as a core concept of my life, I take private companies public and run them, and I try to find a problem that we can solve. So Safe Space Global, the problem that I saw many, many, many years ago where people were living longer in nursing homes and there's less people to take care of them. And my dad said, I'm not going to go to the nursing home. I'm going to be taken care of right here at home. So people are living longer, less people to take care of them. So back in 2016, when I started what is now known as Safe Space, it was called Indie Living. That was short for independent living. So dad wanted to stay home. Instead of paying somebody $25 an hour, it's really expensive to stay there with him. I was like, I've got to create something that'll keep that and keep him at home and keep him safer and keep him with dignity. So we started out with sensors and cameras and LIDAR and radar. And from 2016 to 2018, I tried everything to, you know, with fall detection. So fall detection is a big issue. People fall, they lay at home with a broken hip. Nobody knows about it. I got three calls this week. Hey, can we send this to the nursing home up in New Jersey? I'm sure, you know, we got to do the whole nursing home. But so that was the problem. People are falling and nobody knows about it. Like, no, you know, because a lot of times the only thing that's out there, everybody's heard, help, I'm falling, I can't get up. Yeah, I can't get up. And they got that lanyard on and they hate wearing the lanyard because it makes them feel old. And so I said, I want something with no lanyard, no watches, just totally ambient, just kind of works by itself. And so so we reverse merged it in 2018, went public in 2018 because I'd ran out of money. So I do the bootstrap to New York. So I'm like, I gave it everything I had. I couldn't do it anymore. Then I reverse merged it, raised capital to continue the game plan. So we went public as a pink sheet. If anybody calls their broker and says, hey, I got this company I want to buy and it's on the pink sheets, the broker will laugh at them and tell them it's a scam. They're going to go out of business. And brokers are right. Most of them do go out of business. And a lot of them are scams. There's 12,000 companies that are on the pink sheets. But the pink sheets, to be considered a pink sheet, is anything $5 a share or less. And so there's a lot of companies that never get off the pink sheets, but I've had the blessing to ring the NASDAQ and ring the New York. So I've understood to have people around me, a good team that can execute on a problem, then you can make great things happen. And so long story short, sitting here today, we've taken the next 5-6 years and we landed on cameras. Now you can imagine, Winter, me 3 years ago going into a nursing home and said, "Hey, I want to put these cameras in your nursing home to solve your problems." And I was like a nanny cam guy. I was like, but it's thinking ahead, like, with cameras, we can do the most with AI. So I knew AI had to come in and fill a gap where, you got people living longer and less people taking care of them. You got that arbitrage. And AI can do many great things. It's probably one of the biggest, it's bigger than the internet. And so it's just really kind of getting started. But now, rolling forward, we're in four different verticals with Safe Space. We started out in healthcare. We changed our name to Safe Space Global this past April. So we went through a FINRA approval to get that done. And because of our verticals changed, we changed our name. And the name actually came from one of our investors' moms. I was in a nursing home with her. She had went back to her room, had her lanyard on, and we were beta testing her product. And she got up, she took her lanyard off because that's her safe space. When she got back to her room, that for her, that was her safe space. I'm like, man, that's a pretty good name. So I called our attorney, trademarked it, and then 2 years later, ended up changing the name to it when we decided to go to a much bigger vertical. So now we're for schools. So we're saving lives in school. So our mission is to help save lives, whether it's in nursing homes, schools, transportation, or prisons. That's our four verticals. And each vertical is like a multi-billion-dollar vertical. So I don't know what I'm thinking, trying to do four companies at once, but we're using the same use cases across all verticals. So you can imagine like a school. I mean, when we grew up, there wasn't shootings. Well, when I grew up, there wasn't shootings. It was walking up in the hall room, let's talk about the
We
tornadoes.
had to do like the fire drills or the
Yeah, the
tornado
fire. That's
drills or something. You'd put the book over your head, but like there was no like shooter on campus training happening, you know?
None. And we have to eliminate that. It's my duty. My daughter's just graduated from University of Tennessee with a master's in teaching. She's a first grade teacher. She doesn't even want to talk about school shootings. It's like PTSD. Like they just.
It's PT. My stepdaughter is a teacher for second graders, and one of them brought a gun lighter to school, but it looked like a real gun, and the whole school went into lockdown. You know, second graders. Where does a second grader get a gun lighter? But I get it. You know, the teachers these days, it's not that, oh, I get to make a difference. I love these. It's like they are in complete survival.
Totally and totally. And so, what we're doing is basically having a complete package, the one-stop shop. So schools want a single pane of glass for protection. So ours identifies what, our AI identifies a person, place, or thing. Then it detects what the threat is. So, Jane Doe comes into the parking lot. It identifies who she is, what she is. Is she got a criminal record? Does she not? If she's not in the system, they'll just say 5'2", blonde headed, with a tattoo on the right arm. Then it detects the threat. Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a bomb? What is it? And then it sends an alert to the school resource officer. So it identifies, detects, and alerts. The school resource officer gets a video clip on his phone, says, "Wow, that's a real person. That's a real gun." He hits 911. It locks the school down, calls 911, and now the incident management starts. So we've partnered with 911 Inform, which is in 13,000 schools. We had that press release last week. And so now we're going to be integrating with them into their schools that they're already in. This morning, we just had a amazing press release out, BMRT. And BMRT, you're going to come to know around the world because we've been looking around the world for concealed gun weapons, right? Like when people hide the guns, there's not really been anything out there. And these guys have 20 patents on, it's designed to detect gunpowder, like the molecular sound. And so it can see
GSR.
GSR. Yeah, it can see,
I love true crime.
It's, and these guys, it's like a distinct molecular resonance pattern. And so if you come driving into our office here in Knoxville, Tennessee, their product is scanning like a geofenced area for anything that has, if you're carrying an AR-15, that's a distinct molecular resonance. It'll detect it. Once it detects it, our AI says, "All right, that is an AR-15. That is Renaissance." It alerts, And so it's just like one, like it's like the final layer of there's something finally out there that can detect guns that are that are not brandished. Our AI will see a gun, but it won't see through a coat. This will see through a coat, it'll see through concrete, it'll see through water, and we'll geofence the area. So
So yeah, we need these at all the political rallies, right?
political rallies, stadiums, like it's coming. Like
Yeah.
the government's all over it. Like when I say it detects it, it's not 80, 90% of the time. It's 100% of the time. If it looks at gold or silver, it'll tell you it's gold or silver. It detects over 200 types of cancers, which is amazing, which they had these cancer chips. They walked in front of the thing and it's like, it beeps. And so we're partnering up with them to create a use case that says, all right, let's take your use case with our use case, partner together, form a joint use case. And then we already partnered with the company that's on the back end. So things are fixing to change. We're going to solve the world. Like, the New York shooting, the guy gets out of the street, double parks on Park Avenue, brandishes a big old gun, walks down the street, which I've walked down many of times, goes in and shoots up the police officer, goes to the 34th floor. And so again, our technology would identify the person, but it detected the weapon, would send an alert to that police officer that got shot and killed. He
Yeah.
could have saw it, locked the doors down, and been, cameras are reactive. We're proactive. And so
Right.
again, schools are putting beautiful cameras up everywhere, but that does nothing but tell you how bad it was once they get in there and start shooting up. And so
Yeah.
we're out front of it.
Yeah. So I get this safety that you're trying to create in the world, and those that are embracing AI and can see the power of what it can do. It's exciting, but
Yes.
I have to also believe that, like, a lot of these organizations maybe feel a little exposed with this AI. So, how do you get around helping them feel protected and not too exposed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And the main thing is, again, there's a couple ways. We do most of ours on what they call the edge. So our proprietary information stays at the school, not in the cloud. If they
Yeah.
want it in the cloud, we can send it to cloud, but we prefer it on the edge. That way it's all right there and it's protected, through our firewalls and SOC 2 and compliance. And so we have strict, since we're public traded and we're dealing with enterprise scale companies, we have strict protocols that we have to use, that who can see it, who can't see it. And literally, like in nursing homes, if you want our property, you literally have to sign a form saying, hey, AI in the sky is watching you. But
Yeah.
it re
Terms and
really
conditions.
it's
Read the terms and
terms
conditions.
and conditions. That's really deep and it's really long. And it's really, the contract to make that contract costs us about $100,000 because of all the HIPAA
Have
and
you ever
HERPA.
watched Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Okay, there was one recently where, like, they're filming her life,
Yeah.
and it's like a Netflix show filming her life, and she's like, "What is happening? How are you filming my life?" And they're like, "Yeah, you didn't read the terms and conditions, right?" Like,
Yeah.
and I
Well,
mean, it's like I was telling my husband, I was like, wow, that's like really something that could happen. Like all of a sudden your life could be filmed and it'd be like, what is happening? You've got to stop this. Well, no, you check that terms and conditions.
just like, Brown University this week, like I wake up to something every single day. I'm like, man, you've got, I mean, if yeah, I can go on and on and on, but like the prisoners that escaped the prison in Louisiana, do you know how they were caught? They were caught because biometric facial recognition cameras in the streets of downtown New Orleans picked it up, and we have technology that scans across all cameras, and there's Scott walking down Main Street there, and boom, they caught them all. And so, the Brown University, I mean, if they don't, that's going to be a tough,
Yeah, it's bad. It's
somebody's going to
bad.
have to come up and say, hey, I know who that guy is by the way he walks, looks, talks, and back into it. But we're trying to eliminate that.
And that's my next question is, if you're a CEO listening right now in one of these verticals, what's the hidden cost of not having a true safe space system in place? Because Brown, they just look like idiots right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The police look like idiots.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like, and we're just past this day and age where that's like acceptable in any way, shape, or form.
Their biggest thing is the Ring cameras, really, from the house. I mean, like, come on. I mean, you need to have this needs to be across every campus. And again, having this been on campus, having our technology that we just literally announced today, because I think the weapon was, it wasn't brandished. He had it hidden. So, but again, it would have noticed. It would have detected who he was. Was he supposed to be on campus? Does he have a criminal record? And oh, by the way, there's a gun. And, all the police people on the campus, they'll be flagged off with our technology that says, hey, they're supposed to carry a gun. They're good. But the threat level of detection, here's a person walking onto campus with molecules that's recognized and
With
detected.
molecules
Yeah,
that
exactly. Yeah.
there's
It's
DNA somewhere in there.
well, I mean, when they told us, literally we met them several months ago, said, Scott, when you see this, you're not going to believe it. And sure enough, we saw it and we didn't believe it because I went around the world looking at the largest safety conferences in the world, and Vegas was a big one. And we went to India, we went to Singapore, we went around the world looking for detection that wasn't, that you couldn't see, like concealed weapons detection. And so we couldn't find it. These guys have had the technology for 20 years. The dad passed away, the son finished the game, and now the son, we've partnered up with the son and his partner to carry out the legacy that his dad left. And it's going to save lives for the federal government looking for plutonium, nuclear warhead. I mean, this stuff, if it's a molecule, it can detect it, which is amazing.
Very cool. I mean, very cool. Like it's just interesting, right? I mean, this all kind of spawned for a solution needed for your dad, but it's like the scale and the reach that this one little problem solving turned into. It's very cool.
Hi, I am Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. After decades of helping companies from pre-revenue startups to Fortune 50 giants, I wanted to create something that every leader could use right now. That's why we built the CEO Navigator. It is a custom GPT that helps you uncover real root causes of business challenges, build a focused 90-day plan, and even expose blind spots across your business that you don't yet see coming. This is not just artificial intelligence. It's built upon decades of proven operator experience, distilled in a tool that you can start using today. To explore further, please go to gcestrategicconsulting.com/CEO-navigator-GPT and see for yourself how it can help you lead with clarity and confidence.
So, can you share a moment where an organization discovered something serious through your platform that they otherwise would have missed?
Yeah, I mean, serious through the platform, like,
Well, something that, give me an example of one of your specific clients that found, like, discovered something that they would have missed had they not implemented your software.
well, like in nursing homes, right? And so the big 800-pound gorilla out there, our competitors, is WonderGuard, right? So what WonderGuard has is like a lanyard that you wear on your wrist, which is kind of like a prison band, right? And so then the people cut them off, and so it's called elopement. So when they get out of a facility, it's called elopement. And when somebody elopes, they usually get lost and they die, or they freeze, or they fall. There many, many, many things happen with our technology, and then the facilities get fined. So there's millions and millions and millions of dollars in state funds sitting there because these facilities get fined. And what we did, there's grants that you can write, but we went to Washington and said, hey, Senator Blackburn said, you need to talk to Kash Patel, you need to talk to Dr. Oz. She introduced us to them and said, hey, there's a problem. There's millions of dollars laying in various states for, we've got a solution to the problem you're charging these nursing homes for. And with the grants, if it had AI in it, it wouldn't be allowed. And so sure enough, after about 6 months, we got that removed in September of this year. So now we have grants that we can go in and write and get money for to go in and solve the problems they're fining for. And so we in our elopement detection, there's again no lanyards to wear, no watches to wear. It's biometric facial recognition. So if you check mom or dad into an assisted care facility, we take a biometric scan of their face, and if they get near a door that they're not supposed to be at, like an exit door, the door automatically locks. So it's kind of again game changing. Nothing to wear, nothing to wear in, and it locks. It saves lives, so they're not getting out. So that's kind of cool. And then on their financials, I mean, again, these nursing home companies, thin margins, and when they're getting fined $100,000 a clip, it makes it tougher for everybody. Investigation. So again, we have biometric facial recognition. So because They have W-2 employees and they have third party that come in because they have to hire. Again, there's not enough people to help, so they have to go out and get more people to help. These third parties are stealing time. And so we put our investigative piece in, and it's called time compliance. And so on the first facility that we went into, we found out that they were getting time stolen of about $30,000 the first month. Jane says she's getting there at 6 in the morning, leaving at 6 at night. She wants to get there at 6:20, and she takes a 15-minute break at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's really a 48-minute break. Our system reconciles it, records it, sends a report. So here's what happened. So it's literally,
I can see this helping out like in so many areas, like bars and spillage and missing alcohol, you know, I mean, I could think of like a million ways that this could like, you know, help people,
And
but
that's why we just had to stay straight for four verticals. Let's pick our four lanes and run with them. And those lanes are huge. So we you know, that's huge lanes, but there's many, many, many more.
So I'm going to shift gears a little
Okay.
bit. You know, this is sort of an innovative route to go. It's not basic, right? It's pretty innovative. So like as a CEO, as a leader, how do you personally handle moments of doubt or uncertainty? Because there had to have been tons of that along the way.
All the time, still to this day. I mean, we're a $200 million market company. We've checked five of the six boxes to uplist to the New York American. And so that's, again, I begin with the end of mine. My end is the big board. And there's, Winter, I can remember the first time. Again, I'm not a tech guy, right? I'm a finance, deal making, create companies.
Wheeler and dealer,
Wheeler and dealer.
my
Yeah,
dad used
yeah,
to
yeah,
say. My dad
yeah,
used to
yeah,
say that.
yeah. Oh, yeah. And so for me, getting to the tech space, the only tech I knew, my background in tech was Fortran and COBOL in college, which, set up all night long, write programs, and never had used it ever once again. But that's probably been the biggest challenge is, not being an expert in the field and having to find experts. So, like the first company here in town that we paid to write the code as we were doing all this stuff. They were writing all the code. And all of a sudden, I go in to meet with him. He says, "We've lost your code." I said, "What do you mean you've lost your code? You've lost our code. I've just paid you $100,000. Where'd the code go?" "Well, the credit card didn't work." I said, "You mean the debit card that you got on file that expired 2 months ago? That didn't work. So we've lost all this storage?" "Yeah, that's it." I'm like, "You are not going to be in business in a year because this is bad." And what do you do? Like, I didn't know about it. AWS, we pay them $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month storage. But yet now, because my debit card that they had on file had expired, so they couldn't charge it, couldn't store, and we lost all the information. And the guy that wrote the code went to Amazon. So I'm like, and now the guy is out of business.
Unbelievable story, you know, like how
You
does that
can't
even
make that up.
happen?
You can't
Like,
make that
why
up.
can't you just give a new credit card and be like, okay, here it is again,
Yeah,
you
or why
know?
don't we just call and say, "Hey, it's not working. Here's your expiration." But that was the one that just resonates. And now we're spending a lot of money a month, writing code. And trust me, I know where it's at. I know where it's stored. I know how it's stored. I know the backups are stored. It's for SOC 2 compliant. And so it's you work through all that stuff. It could have been just as easy to say, throw in the towel and forget about it, but it's a cause that's been deep in my heart for 20 years, and we're gonna save lives. We're gonna solve that problem.
So you seem very invested, you seem very hands-on.
Yes.
How do you maintain a work-life balance when you're trying to grow a company like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. If it starts with a good wife, understands.
Definitely. She's got to be amazing.
She's got to be, she's good. We dated for 4 years so she could understand my work-life balance. But, we have an office in Nashville as well. So I'm driving on the phone all the way from Knoxville to Nashville. It's 3 hours. And I walk in, I'm on the phone, go to the office and, go to my office at home. And, she says, "Honey, can we just have 20 minutes for dinner?" And, yes. And I got to go have 20 minutes, but it's literally, because we work so hard, it enables us to do things as well. Take trips, go on vacations with the family, do all that stuff. So it is a even our kids. I have seven kids, and even our kids
You have
understand.
seven kids.
I had three, and she's got four. So together we got seven, and so they understand when we go to the beach, we take them all to the beach and pay for the beach house. That daddy's got to work still because dad's got a business that doesn't stop. Even though I'm on vacation, a partner today. He's in London and on his 20th wedding anniversary, and he's on the call. And I'm like, hey, aren't you on your 20th wedding? Yeah, but Scott, you built a core that doesn't matter, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning or what time it is. We've got a job to get done. We got to save lives. So it's kind of, you know.
That's powerful to feel like that inspired by what you do every day. Not like, oh, I've got to do this so I can pay the bills and go on the trips and do all the things and pay for all the kids' stuff and their weddings and all that. But like one that is like a general burning inside of you to like, it's mission based, right?
It's mission based. Yeah. And the teams we're partnering up with are very mission based as well. And we can partner up with a lot of people that just want to go out and make the money. Ours is a mission. If you do a mission, you do a good cause and you save lives, the rest will take care of itself. And so we're creating something from scratch out of air, which is kind of unique. There's AI that you can buy off the shelf. So there's a lot of AI out there, but ours is our CTO. He just sold his company for like $1.6 billion. He's like, Scott, I love your mission. I love your cause. I've got one more deal in me. Give me 3 years. And he's been with us for a year.
Yeah.
He had a team of 4,000 coders underneath him in India. So we have an
Oh
India
my
office.
Gosh.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm like, and in India, they rank and scale them on how smart you are. So he's like the 130th smartest person in India for doing what he does. His partner's number 12. So we got number 130 and number 12. His brother's number 5, which doesn't work for us, but he has another company. So I'm like, I just love surrounding myself with smart people because I know our company's in great hands developing a product that I can just envision. This is what I wanted to do, you know, and they create it. And I told him, I said, our office here in Knoxville, it's a school on Monday. It's a prison on Tuesday. It's a hospital on Wednesday. So when I pull into our front parking lot here, I get a gun out and our tenants are like, oh, there's Scott again, brandishing a gun. It literally identifies me, detects the gun, sends our CFO, Tim, in the office, an alert. There's a intruder outside, which is me. And it locks the building down so our clients can come to our office and see it actually working because I'm a visual learner. I have to see it. So I'm like, hey, we're going to put all these verticals and all these different, you know, if we're going to put these products in these different verticals, I want them to be able to come here and see it in real live action. So it's kind of cool. Now,
that's very cool.
Like, you know, you're crazy. I'm like, I know I am, but that's why
you'd
I'm
have
doing
to be
it.
To be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You'd have to be.
You have to be. You have to be. Yeah.
So what advice would you give aspiring entrepreneurs or leaders who may just be starting out their journey, or they may be wanting to shift gears into something really unconventional?
Yeah. I mean, again, if it kind of goes back to that passion and that gut, you know, if you've got the passion in the gut, it's painful and it's never like I can from today to the next 12 months, there's going to be things that'll move. They'll be different. They will have to pivot. And well, that didn't work. And this is why. And we just continue to fix it. But, you know, just know that there's going to be things thrown at you that you didn't even think about, like losing your code, you know, right. You spent $100,000, you lose the code. I didn't think about that. It would have been real easy just to throw in the towel. But I'm like, you know, people look at you and say, man, this guy, you know, like I saw somebody the other day, he said, you still out that safety thing. I said, I'm at it until it gets finished and gets done. And it's the best. And so, just be able to pivot and move and not give up when, you know, when tough times hit, and they will hit.
Yeah. And so final question, if leaders take just one action after this conversation to create a safer, stronger organization, what should it be?
It's really to act, to go out and do something, get it done. People think about it. You know, that's, you know, dreams die when people go to think about it, but just, you know, you just literally got to do it. Just do it. Like Nike, just do it. And so that was, you know, leaders need to act. They need to do, they need to lead. And that's it. Yeah. You know, like, and that's probably the main thing. You need to lead. Like we have offices in India. So one of our big clients is, you know, people that we're talking to is Entera, one of the largest companies over there in the healthcare space.
Yeah.
And, you know, there I am showing up at 3:30 in the morning US time because I'm that committed to learning and getting this around the world. They don't have our technology over there. They need elopement and fall detection. And so we're helping co-developing that with them. And again, I don't have to be on that call, but I want to be on that call because I care. I want to know everything about it. And you learn, literally, I learn something every time on every call. I don't have to be on the sales calls, but if I'm not on a finance call or market, something else, I'll jump on that sales call. And they're like, hey, what are you doing here? I was like, hey, what are y'all
Checking
doing?
it out.
Checking
Checking
it
it
out.
out.
I'm just gonna be hanging out here. This is not my
Don't
call.
mind me.
Yes, not me, but I'm here. So they see that. So that's good.
Awesome. Well, you're a ball of energy. I love what you do. We're rooting for you at GCE and the Shift Spotlight for you to just have all the success in the world. We really appreciate you being on the show today.
Well, thank you. By SSGC, Safe Space Global Corporation. So that's our stock ticker.
SSGC.
SSGC. Probably
Okay.
can't tell you to buy it, but just go out and look at the, I can't tell you, but go out and buy it. It's a pink sheet company, everything that's public that's out there. So that's the problem with pink sheet companies. It's hard to get, institutions can't usually buy them. So that's why it's always to me to get up to the NASDAQ or the New York so the institutions can buy our stock. Down here on the pink sheets is really just retails, mom and pops, like the GameStop guys. They said, hey, we're going to go buy GameStop because we like it. And it was like a cult, but,
And it worked.
and it worked. I was like, well, a lot of people learned how to buy stock on the pink sheets. So, I would like to, my job is to tell our story and add new shareholders. And we started out with one, which was me. Now we're up to, it takes 400 minimum round lot shareholders to uplist to the New York American. Now we've got like 1400. So every month we're adding about 100, 200 new shareholders. And so that's kind of fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on all
you.
your success. We loved having you here today.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Winter.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.